Greetings of peace to our brothers and sisters and our friends.
在此问候在座的弟兄姐妹和慕道的朋友。
For this session, we are going to continue with our study of 1 Samuel chapter 21.
在这一节聚会呢，我们要继续查考撒母耳记上二十一章。
From the last chapter, we know that David had become certain of Saul's intention to kill him.
那么从上一章让我们知道呢，大卫已经知道扫罗定义要杀他。
So now David is continuing to flee for his life.
那么大卫是继续的在逃跑。
And so from within this chapter, from verse 1 to 9, we see that firstly he fled to a place called Nob, where Ahimelech the priest is.
那么在1到9节我们可以看见呢，大卫就逃跑到一个叫挪伯的地方，是有一祭司名叫亚西米的。
And we find that David's purpose was to find some food.
那么大卫的目的呢，是要找到一些食物。
And later on also to get some weapons.
之后也要得到一些武器。
We also find that David was not very forthright or not very honest in speaking to the priest and telling him of his true intentions.
那么看见大卫跟这祭司说话的时候，没有很坦率的直接说出他为什么到那里的原因。
No, he was not very honest.
他没有很诚实的告诉他。
He was not giving the full story or the full reason as to why he had gone there.
他没有将真相或者是全面的真相告诉他。
And so later on from verse 10 to verse 15, David then flees away. Further away to a foreign land.
那么十到十五节呢？大卫就逃得更远，去到外国去。
In fact, he enters into the land of the bitter enemies of Israel, the Philistines.
那么他就逃到以色列人宿敌的腓力斯人那里去。
And he went to this Achish, king of Gath.
那么他就逃到加特王亚基那里。
In fact, this Gath, this place was where Goliath was from.
其实加特是哥利亚出自于的地方。
Goliath, the giant whom David had killed.
那么哥利亚就是大卫所杀死的那位巨人。
And when David found out that the people there suspected who he was,
那当大卫意识到当地的人察觉到他是谁的时候呢？
Because they said that, oh, is this the one that the people sang David had slain 10,000s?
这不是，因为他们说这不是以色列，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的那位吗？
And when he heard this, he became very afraid, and he pretended to be someone else by pretending to be mad.
那么他听见这话以后呢，他就变得非常的害怕，他就假装成为另一个人，就假装变得疯癫。
So from this chapter, we find that David becomes quite desperate in his because of his fear of Saul's persecution.
那么大卫因为害怕扫罗的逼迫呢，他变得非常的窘迫。
And as a result, he resorted to not being very open and even lying about who he was and what he was doing.
那么他就变得没有那么开明，甚至是说谎，为了要保住他的性命。
So when we come to verse 1,
那我们念第一节。
We find that Ahimelech, the priest, was afraid when he met David and said to him, "Why are you alone and no one is with you?"
那么亚西米勒遇见大卫的时候是战战兢兢的出来迎接他，问他说，你为什么独自来，没有人跟随呢？
So when the priest saw that he was alone,
那么当亚西米勒看见大卫是一个人的时候，
he must have been quite cautious or even afraid by David coming by himself.
那他肯定是非常谨慎，非常的战惊，因为大卫是自己一个人来。
And so David responded by saying in verse 2, "The king has ordered me on some business and said to me, do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you or what I have commanded you, and I have directed my young men to such and such a place."
那么在第二节，大卫回答祭司亚西米勒说，王吩咐我一件事，说我差遣你委托你的这件事 不要使人知道，故此我已派定少年人在某处等候我。
So from here, we see that this was a very clear fabrication, a clear lie that David said to the priest.
那么这是很清楚的让我们看见大卫所对这个祭司所捏造的这一番话。
And why did he lie?
那他为什么说谎呢？
Was he afraid to reveal the truth?
那么他是不是不敢将真相说出来呢？
Was he afraid for his own life?
他是不是为他的性命感到害怕呢？
That perhaps someone may inform and tell Saul where he is.
或者是有人会报告给扫罗，让他知道大卫处在哪里呢？
Actually, this is not the first lie that David had told in his life.
这其实不是大卫人生生平中所说的第一番谎话。
We know that in the previous chapter, when he was missing from the feast with Saul.
那么在上一章，当他在扫罗的宴席上缺席的时候呢？
He and Jonathan had conspired to tell Saul that he had gone away to make a family sacrifice.
那么他和约拿丹就在私下安排说他就要告诉扫罗王，就说他要去参加家庭的一个宴席。
And which was not true.
这当然不是事实。
Perhaps we may say, well, this is not too bad, right? Because it's just a clever way of testing Saul.
那可能也许我们会说这没有什么问题，因为这是在测试扫罗而已。
We understand that David was fearful for his life.
那我们知道大卫因为他的性命感到非常的恐慌。
And understandably, he wanted to stay away from Saul.
那么可以理解的是他就是要远离扫罗。
But the question is, did he need to lie about anything at all?
那问题就在于说他需要为任何原因来撒谎吗？
Now when he came to the priest now,
那他来到这祭司的时候呢？
What was his purpose in coming?
他来的目的是什么呢？
Was it to inquire of God and ask God and pray to God and ask the priest to pray for him to find out, oh Lord, what should I do next?
他是否是要来求问神，就拜托祭司说，来求问神，让他知道接下来要做些什么呢？
Lord, I'm in a great time of need. I don't know what to do. Please show us what to do.
那我现在在困境。当中我不知道要做些什么，所以求你指引我要该怎么做。
Actually, he was there to get some food.
那其实他只是要讨些食物而已。
And later on to get some weapons.
之后就要拿一些刀剑。
So when we come to verse 3, it says, Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand or whatever can be found.
三节，现在你手下有什么？求你给我五个饼或是别样的食物。
So from verse 4 to verse 6, we find that the priest gave him the showbread, which had already been taken down.
那么四节到六节让我们看见祭司将这橙色饼给他，就是已经更换的这个旧饼给他。
Yeah, on the condition that he and his men had kept themselves from women.
那么条件就是说大卫还有跟随他的人没有亲近妇人。
So,David did get some food in the end for him and his men.
那么大卫最后有为他还有跟随他的人都得到一些食物。
But we find in verse 7 that it specifically mentions that there was a man called Doeg.
但是七节有特别提到一位叫名叫多益的人。
And he was a servant of Saul.
他是扫罗的一个臣子。
And here it says that he was an Edomite, the chief of the herdsmen.Who belonged to Saul.
那么这里七节就有说他是归属扫罗的西以东人，做扫罗的侍牧长。
So for whatever reason, he was also amongst the priests in that location.
那么因为某些原因呢，他也在祭司当中。
Now the Bible specially mentions that he was an Edomite.
那么圣经有特别提到说他是以东人。
Now, we may ask the question, why did Saul have an Edomite, and especially one that became the chief of the herdsmen?
那我们可能会说扫罗为什么会留下以东人，甚至是做他的司牧长呢？
This was a very high position, very influential position.
因为这是非常有权势的一个高位。
Some people say that he was a proselyte, someone who had converted and joined the Jewish community.
那有人说他可能是改姓成为犹太人的外邦人。
Or some people say that he was an Israelite, but he lived in Edom at some point.
或者是说他也许是以色列人，但是他在他生活中某一个阶段就住在以东。
But either way, the Bible specifically highlights that he was an Edomite, a foreigner.
但是圣经这里特别就提到说他是以东人，就是外邦人。
Yet somehow he managed to get close enough to Saul to be in a position of great influence.
但是他有能力来亲近扫罗，甚至能为自己得到一个很高大的位置。
He eventually was the one who actually reported to Saul that David had come to the priests.
那么最终呢，其实就是他将大卫的所在之地报告给扫罗。
And we know the story that eventually Saul ordered the priests of God to be killed.
那我们知道故事的结局呢，就是扫罗吩咐要将这些祭司都杀掉。
And when Saul's guards refused to kill him, this man Doeg did it himself.
那么当扫罗的臣仆拒绝来这样行的时候呢，多益就亲自来这样做。
So this is also a warning for us today in the church.
那对于我们在教会里的我们也是一个警告。
That we have to be vigilant for ourselves and also for other people.
那我们要为自己的缘故谨慎，也要为别人的缘故来谨慎。
That we do not allow any falsehood or any compromise to creep into our faith.
那不让假道或者是妥协来渐渐的蔓延入我们的生命当中。
Now, we find that if we leave ourselves unchecked or unrepentant of our sins,
那我们如果没有来查验自己，或者是说没有因为我们的罪而悔改的话呢？
And we can become like Saul.
那我们会变得像扫罗一样
losing our spiritual eyesight altogether.
那就会完全的失去我们属灵的眼光。
And when that happens, we will lose our ability to discern the motives of others around us.
那这样的事情发生以后呢，我们就会失去这个辨别别人的意思的这个能力。
Or we end up banding together with ungodly men.
或者说我们会与这些不敬虔的人一起来结党
and cause a lot of trouble to the church
使教会造成很多的麻烦
so we find that the amount of harm that Saul along with his servant Doeg did was quite terrible
那么扫罗和他臣仆多益所造成的伤害呢是非常大的
Now coming back to David
那回到大卫
We find that having seen and been aware of Doeg's presence.
那么他看见并察觉到这个多益的存在的时候呢
He must have also been quite alarmed or quite afraid.
那他当然会非常的害怕。
And so when we come to verse 8, he said to Ahimelech, Is there not here on hand a spear or a sword?
那么八节大卫问亚西米勒说 你手下有枪刀没有
And then he said, I've brought neither...my sword nor my weapons with me because the king's business required haste.
因为王的事甚急连刀剑器械我都没有带。
So he continued with the story that he had made up at the beginning.
那么他就继续来说他之前所虚构的这个故事。
So firstly, David was looking for food.
那么首先呢大卫其实是要得到食物。
Of course, this in itself is nothing wrong.
那当然纯粹是这一件事上的话呢是没有错的。
But we find that the way he went about his business, the way he interacted with the priest of God was dishonest.
那他怎么去得到这样食物他怎么和这祭司来互动呢这是有问题的。
He did not reveal his true intentions.
他没有将他真正的动机揭露出来。
And now he wants some weapons.
那他现在 也 要枪要刀。
Now by this point, we may ask the question,Now, what is the state of David's faith toward God?
那可能会问说，大卫现在对神的信心那个现况是什么呢
？Was it the same as when he fought Goliath?
是否是和他与大哥利亚征战的时候一样呢
？When he fought Goliath, did he not just use 5 stones and a sling?
那么他与哥利亚征战的时候，他岂不是只用五粒石子还有弓呢？
In fact, what did David say when he faced Goliath?
那么大卫对哥利亚说了些什么呢
When he faced him in battle.
就是在战场上遇见他说了什么呢
Let's turn to chapter 17, verse 45.
我们请看17章45节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45.
撒母耳记上17章45节。
Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
45节，大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜带，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。就是 你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
Apart from the five stones, obviously the reason why David defeated Goliath was because of the name of the Lord.
那么光是靠着这五块光滑石子，大卫能够击败哥利亚，是因为他是依靠神。
Because of the God of the armies of Israel.
就是因为万军之耶和华以色列的神。
We find that at that time, David was very clear that this battle was not about him.
那么大卫当时非常清楚的知道，这战争不在乎他。
It was about glorifying the name of the Lord.
是在乎要荣耀神的名。
Especially since Goliath had spoke blasphemies and he defied the Lord God.
因为哥利亚就亵渎怒骂以色列的神。
Similarly, Saul now is someone who is defying God.
那么同样的，扫罗现在也是亵渎神。
And certainly God would sooner or later punish him or get rid of him.
那么迟早呢，神必定要惩罚，要剪除他。
But when we look at the way that David now is going about things,
但是我们现在看大卫怎么来行事。
His actions, his deception.
他的动作，他的说谎的话。
His faith seems to be a far cry from the time when he was fighting Goliath.
他信心似乎和他面对哥利亚的时候呢，是很有很大的差别。
And so he wanted now to get some sword, to get some weapons.
他现在却是要得到武器。
Now the irony is that in verse 9, the priest gave David the very sword of Goliath.
但是很值得留意，就是祭司是将当时大卫用来杀死哥利亚的那刀给他。
The Goliath whom David said, "You come to me with a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord."
就是那位哥利亚，就大卫对他说，你来是用刀剑，我来是靠神。
And now he was about to happily take up the sword of Goliath.
但是他现在就很乐意的要将哥利亚的这刀拿起来。
Now when we continue with the second half of chapter 21,
那我们如果继续念21章的下半段的话呢，
we find further evidence that David did not quite seem to be the same person as he was in terms of his faith.
那么大卫在信仰方面呢，似乎跟以前的他变得是截然不同的人。
So from verse 10, he fled to this Achish king of Gath.
那么在十节就提到说他逃到加特王亚基那里。
He fled to a Gentile foreign nation.
他逃到一个外邦的国家去。
To seek refuge from a Gentile king.
来在外邦的王手下呢得到保护。
And when he realized that they knew who he was,
当他们察觉到并且认识到他是谁的时候呢，
What did he do?
他怎么做呢？
He lied again.
他又再次说谎。
He was deceptive again to try to protect himself.
他再次用欺诈的手段呢，是为了要保护自己。
He feared Saul, and now he's fearing King Achish.
他之前是害怕扫罗，现在他又害怕亚基王。
Verse 12,
12节。
Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath.
12节，大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王亚基。
So we find that the way David carried himself now, the way he behaved was driven by fear.
那么大卫现在所有的举动呢，都是因为惧怕所做的。
Again, it is a far cry from his boldness and his reliance on God when facing Goliath.
那跟他在面对哥利亚的时候，这种勇敢并且信心呢，是天渊之别。
And so his fear and his diminished faith caused him to resort to a very shameful and strange way of behaving.
那么他大幅度减低的这个信心呢，让他做出这些很奇怪的举动。
So in verse 13, he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard.
十三节就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动，在他们手下假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。
We find that the king, the anointed king of God, had to resort to this kind of charade to try and protect himself.
那么我们发现呢被神高为王的这位王呢要沦落到这样的举动来为了要保护自己。
We find that by departing from the promised land,
那么我们发现他既然离开了应许之地
seeking refuge in a foreign land,
在 外邦地寻找要得到保护
no good really came from it.
那么从中他是没有得到什么好处。
When we look at chapter 22,
那我们看22节的时候呢
we find that David continued to seek refuge in the foreign land of Moab.
那么大卫继续在外邦地，就是摩亚地，要得到保护。
And he went to the king of Moab.
他就到摩亚王那里去。
So we look at chapter 22, verse 3.
我们请看22章3节。
Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, Oh, let my father and mother come here with you, till I know what God will do for me.
第三节，大卫从那里往摩亚的米斯巴去，对摩亚王说。求你容我父母搬来住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎样行。
Now, was it the will of God for him to come to this foreign land and to seek help from a foreign king?
那么他到外邦地去向外邦王求帮助，这是否是神的旨意呢？
We look at verse 5.
我们请看第五节。
Here's a prophet Gad said to David.
那么有位名叫加德的先知对大卫说。
Do not stay in the stronghold. Depart and go to the land of Judah.
你不要住在山寨，要往犹大地去。
So the prophet came to him and told him to go back home.
那么先知来到他面前，告诉他要回家。
So we find here that often when we encounter trials and tribulations,
当我们面对试验还有试炼的时候呢
，it can cause us to be afraid.
这会让我们惧怕。
But how we then try to resolve these problems is the key question.
那关键就在于我们怎么去解决这些问题。
Are we able to remain having faith in the promises and the word of God and therefore remain with him together with his church?
那我们是否继续能够对持有对神的应许的信心呢？继续的将自己保守在他的教会里呢
？Or do we look for solutions?Outside, or look to rely on our own wisdom, our own deceptions.
或者说我们转向外面来寻找解决方案依靠自己的聪明来解决问题呢
So when we look at chapter 21, we begin to see a pattern of deception that is taking place in David's behavior.
那么在21章就让我们看见大卫的举动当中就出现了这样欺骗的这个成分。
He was trying to protect himself by not revealing the true situation.
他为了要保护自己呢，没有将真相说出来。
But in the end, he indirectly caused the death of all the priests and their families.
但是他间接就造成了这些祭司还有他们家人的死亡。
He had come to the priests to the tabernacle of God.
他来到祭司面前就是这个神的帐幕
a place where he should have actually inquired of God what to do next.
那么他来到这里呢，照理来说，他应该求问神该怎么做。
But instead, he used his own deceptive means to try and get help, to get some food, get some weapons.
他反倒是依赖自己的方法，用欺诈的手段要得到食物还有武器。
David was already anointed.
大卫已经是受膏的。
Yet the reality of the situation of him in assuming the role of the king seemed to be going in the opposite direction.
但是他要接着王的这个现实呢，他却是往反方向去走。
Because he was now fleeing for his life.
因为他现在是为了自己的性命而逃跑。
Of course, this tells us that even though God has chosen us,
那么这告诉我们有关于神为什么呼召我们
When God chooses us to be part of his church, to be his children,
当神呼召我们要做他儿女，要做他教会的一份
It doesn't mean that we will have a smooth or easy life.
这并不代表我们会有简单舒适的生活
In fact, facing challenges and persecution from ungodly people is part and parcel of being a child of God.
反倒呢，作为神的儿女呢，要面对这些
persecution
逼迫呢，是我们日常所要面对的事情。
Persecution from ungodly people.
就是受这些不敬虔的人的逼迫。
But how we respond and how we react to these challenges is important.
但是我们怎么来面对并且来向这些情况做出反应呢？这才是关键。
Do we hold on to the faith that we had from the beginning?
我们是否持守着我们起初的这样的信仰呢？
Meaning that we continue to remain with God and keep the principles of God.
就是继续的待在神旁边，继续的来持守他的原则。
Or do we begin to use our own wisdom and even our own deception to help ourselves?
或者是说我们开始依靠自己的聪明，开始依靠自己欺骗的手段来得到我们所想要的。
Did David really need to use these kind of methods to keep himself safe?
那么大卫若是要保住自己的性命呢，他是否需要用到这些手段呢？
He was already anointed as king.
他已经被高立为王。
He knew God's will for him.
他已经知道神对他的旨意是什么。
Yet when these challenges came, he became afraid and he resorted to his own cunning.
当这些挑战来到的时候，他就变得惊慌，他就开始依靠自己的方法。
Sometimes people may think that lying is a means to justify the ends.
那么可能我们会说欺骗的这个手段呢，是为了要让我们能够合理化我们所谓想要得到的。
Now we tell ourselves, oh, you know, my heart is in the right place.
那可能我们告诉说我的心是正直的。
My motive is correct.
我的动机是正确的。
No, it's okay to be, you know, a little bit deceptive, maybe even a little lie in certain situations.
那可能我们说我们用这些欺骗的手段说一些谎言是没有问题的。
But is that the way of doing things from God?
但这是神所要我们办事情的方法。
Does that come from faith in God?
这是出自于对神的信心吗？
Or does it come from fear?
还是出自于惧怕呢？
Or even pride?
甚至是骄傲呢？
Why pride?
为什么是骄傲呢？
Because when we use our own way of thinking,
当我们依靠自己的思想的时候呢？
When we begin to lie and to deceive,
那我们开始欺骗去诱惑别人的时候呢？
We are beginning to rely on ourselves.
那我们就是开始依靠自己。
But we know that lying is never from God.
但是我们知道欺骗这件事情永远不是出自于神的。
So when we continue to look at the life of David,
那我们继续来看大卫的一生的时候呢，
this pattern of lying actually continued.
那他这样欺骗的这样的举动呢，是持续不断的重演的。
It became much worse.
甚至是变本加厉。
After he sinned with Bathsheba,
他巴士巴犯了罪以后呢，
When she became pregnant with his child,
那他怀了他的孩子的时候呢，
He tried to cover himself, cover his sins through deception.
他借着这欺骗的手段想要遮掩他的罪恶。
By getting her husband drunk and sending him home to his wife.
将他的丈夫灌醉将他送回家去。
In the hope that he might think that the child is his.
让这个丈夫会以为这孩子是他的。
And when that did not work,
那这不成功的时候呢？
He created the most deceptive situation.
他就虚构了最欺诈的这个布局。
By sending Bathsheba's husband Uriah to the front line of the battle with the hope that he would die.
将巴士巴的丈夫乌利亚送到战场前呢，希望他会阵亡。
So when we analyze David's life as a whole, especially during this middle section of his life.
当我们查考大卫的一生，尤其是在他的生命的中间这个阶段的时候呢，
When we analyze the way that he did things, he had this propensity, this vulnerability to lie.
那他办事的时候，他有这样的倾向，会想要来欺骗人。
To be deceptive, and to and this became worse and worse.
那么就借着这种欺诈的手段呢，它反而是变得更加严重。
So today we need to learn to be very vigilant, to be upright and truthful in the way we conduct ourselves.
那我们需要非常的谨慎，要在我们的正直上呢， 还有我们的举动上要要做正直的人。
Today there are so many situations or opportunities that we may lie or not speak the truth.
那么有很多我们面对的情况当中呢，我们也许不会将真相说出来。
In David's case, it revealed his lack of trust and faith in God, especially in times of trial.
那么在大卫身上呢，就揭露了当他面对挑战的时候，对神所缺乏的信心。
But we find that because he had this habit of not being forthright, his lies eventually was not even with any kind of good motive at all. It was just to cover his own sins.
但是我们发现，因为大卫这样不坦率的这样的人性呢，他的他这样欺骗的话，不但没有遮掩他的过错，反而是最终变得的动机都不是好的。
He left a foothold for this particular weakness to develop.
那么他让他这样的软弱呢，有空间可以发展。
So for most of us, when we lie, we do so to try to protect ourselves.
那当我们说谎的时候，目的通常就是为了要保护自己。
To hide the truth about ourselves.
不揭露有关于我们自己的真相。
Or we lie to project a good image about ourselves.
或者我们说谎的是为了要摆出一个我们正面的一个形象。
Whether we are lying to hide something or lying to promote something about ourselves, it comes down to the same problem of pride.
或许说我们说谎是为了要遮掩自己的真相，或者是来让自己说好自己呢，最终的根源都是一样，就是出自于骄傲。
Because we want to try to maintain an image of ourselves.
因为我们要维护自己的我们所要的形象。
We are afraid of that image being damaged.
我们非常害怕我们的形象会被摧毁。
We are afraid of how others will see us, how others may treat us.
我们担心别人会如何看待我们，会怎样对待我们。
So we'd rather lie about things or not tell the truth about things.
那我们比较愿意说就是就说谎或者
and not telling the truth about something.
那么就没有将有关于一些事情的真相说出来。
Like David, we may even think that lying is a means to a good end.
那可能我们像大卫觉得说谎也许是要得到好处。
We may think that our motivation is good.
那我们可以想说我们动机是好的。
And therefore we are not so concerned in what we say or what we think.
那我们没有在乎我们那么在意我们所说的我们所想的。
But within that situation there is also pride.
但是在这样的情况当中也有骄傲。
Because we are overlooking or we are trivializing the sin of dishonesty.
因为我们忽略或者是看小这个说谎的这个罪恶。
We end up being desensitized to what we deem as a little lie.
那我们会对于这些小谎言就变得不敏感。
But we try to justify it by saying that our original motive is good.
但是我们会将其合理化，而说因为我要达到好的目的。
So we may end up playing God.
那我们就是在欺骗神。
Playing God, taking the role of God. It doesn't matter what I do, because I know my motive is right.
那我们将自己当作是神，因为我们觉得我们所做的都是对的。
When in fact we will cause more harm than good.
但是我们所做的却是造成更大的伤害。
So if we are not forthright or upright in the way we do things,
所以在我们所作所为上，如果不正直不坦率的话呢
，then in the end our overall motive is questionable.
那我们总结上的这个动机呢，是有问号的。
Because if we are really someone who has faith and trust in God,
因为如果我们确实是对神有信心的人的话呢
，we would not need to lie or be deceptive.
那我们没有必要来欺骗人。
If we truly trust and rely on the promises of God,
那我们若是真的相信并且依赖神的应许的话
，then we would not waver or compromise on our integrity and our obedience to the word of God.
那我们在我们的正直还有对神的顺服上呢，不会有所动摇，不会有所妥协。
So may God help us all.
愿神帮助大家。
We spend the rest of our time in prayer.
我们花剩余的时间在祷告上。
In our prayer, we pray for one another.
在我们祷告当中，我们为彼此代祷。
We pray for God to help us to be sincere and honest in our interactions with one another.
我们求在祷告中求神让我们能够在我们 与人的互动当中呢能够诚实能够正直。
So that we can truly treat one another with sincerity in truth.
那么让我们能够以心灵还有诚实对待互相的来对待。
In that way, our bond in Christ can become stronger.
那让我们在基督里的联合呢能够变得更加的坚强。
Not only can we then protect ourselves, but we together with others can protect the church from challenges that are always upon us.
那不单让我们能够保护自己，也能够让我们和大家一起来维护我们的教会，不受外来的伤害。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。